Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're all local for the 5th of June, 2023. Happy Monday. An air quality alert today as the morning showers burn off. We will have a high in the upper 80s today. I'm John Little. Thanks for being here. Police in Sunnyvale are looking for suspects after a family of five is shot yesterday. Three of them are children. A woman died in the shooting as well. KRLD's Robin Geske has the latest on the search.
Just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening, police were called to a townhome complex there in Sunnyvale when witnesses say two suspects, a man and a woman, followed the victim's car into a parking lot when one got out and opened fire, hitting all five people in the victim's car. A woman died at the scene. A man was rushed to the hospital in unknown condition. Chief Bill Vegas says they're still trying to piece together a suspect description in the case.
We are working with our partners, with the surrounding businesses, to try to pull some camera footage, security camera footage, and to see if we can't maybe get a good solid suspect.
Officials say they think the pair fled the scene in a black Toyota Camry, though they say they can't be sure. Call Sunnyvale Police if you think you have information. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Later today, the Dallas City Council will get an update on the ongoing ransomware attack on the city. The head of information technology will update the city's recovery efforts and explain what's still offline since the attack more than a month ago. Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan, says the amount of trouble the city has experienced should serve as a warning to everyone about what could happen.
Gives everybody an idea of what is out there. Hopefully this is going to be a warning. Don't open any malicious attacks.
Although some city services remain offline, the city has reopened municipal courts. They say it's gotten a critical communication program used by 911 coordinators back up and running. In Itasca this morning, the school board will meet to decide the fate of the district superintendent, who was arrested last week. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
The school board scheduled the rare early morning meeting after Itasca ISD Superintendent Michael Stevens was arrested on a charge of online solicitation of a minor. One of the Harris County constables in Houston had been conducting an undercover operation and says Stevens sent nude pictures to someone he believed was a 15-year-old girl. They say he was also arranging a trip to Houston. He was one of seven people arrested in the investigation. The school board in Itasca could vote today to put him on administrative leave with pay and name an acting superintendent. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The backlash continues after a pop-up outdoor market in Fort Worth excluded a vendor over her sexual orientation. The problem is it's another business that's taking a lot of the heat. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
Ever since Roots Market disinvited a vendor from its outdoor market this past weekend, people have been ripping it to shreds on social media and leaving angry one-star reviews on Google and Yelp. One small problem. The company getting all of these angry reviews is a completely unrelated entity. Roots Market happens to be the name of a chain of stores specializing in juices and plant-based meals, with one of them being directly across the freeway from this radio station. Founder and CEO Brent Rogers tells me he has sent a cease and desist letter to the organizers of the outdoor market that goes by the same name, but constantly fighting trademark infringement like this is something he simply cannot afford.
I'm a small business. I can't afford $50,000 a month in legal bills, so I am not able to fight each one of them.
Rogers says despite his best efforts to set the record straight with commenters who failed to do their research, he's bracing for a completely unfair drop in business. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A free pharmacy in Dallas passes 200,000 prescriptions filled.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul of North Texas Pharmacy opened in 2018. NBC5 reports the pharmacy at 5750 Pineland, east of Greenville Avenue, has provided $55 million in prescriptions for thousands of families who don't have insurance or who live below the poverty level. The pharmacy saw prescriptions grow 165% from 2021 to 2022 during the height of the pandemic. From the 24-hour news center, John Mark Dempsey, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Rangers put a whooping on the Seattle Mariners over the weekend, sweeping them at Globe Life Field. They put 30 runs on the board in the process. They finished them off yesterday 12-3 with Jonah Heim accounting for the last three of those 12 runs.
Jonah swings. It's a high fly ball to right field, hooking towards the pole. Hernandez back. He looks. That ball is out of here! Off the pole! Jonah Heim just barely sneaking it in fair territory. A three-run home run, and the Rangers lead 12-0.
And with that win, manager Bruce Bochy moves to 10th on the all-time list.
It's humbling, but, you know, to be with this club and for this to happen, I told them, you know, how much fun I'm having, what a blast I'm having.
Now the St. Louis Cardinals come to town. That series starts tonight, and we will be there leading up to the game for a special edition of KRLD's Your Hometown, focusing on Arlington, of course. David Rankin and Kristen Diaz will be out there from 3 to 6:30, so stop by and say hello.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.